I mean, it means a lot. It means a lot to the community. You know, there was a lot said about, you know, putting the two schools together. A lot of people thought that it wouldn't work. I have to give our kids a lot of credit because through all of this, the kids were the one that did a good job. You know, some of the adults, on the other hand, you know, that's where the problem was. But the kids did a great job. They worked their tails off. And for us to get to this point right here, we had to lose some games because we had to learn, you know, what worked for us and what didn't work for us, how hard we needed to play, how we needed to play. And, you know, I just give our kids a lot of credit because they could have folded up. I mean, we had that stretch, and I'm sure I talked to all you guys about that stretch where we beat Jackson, and then the next time we played, we lost to Hoover, and then the next time we played after that, we lost to Lake. And, you know, we were like, you know, a fish in the water with crocodiles all over the place. Everybody was after us. But, you know, we did some real soul searching in our locker room. We had a lot of meetings. You know, I had meetings with my administrators to make sure I wasn't going to get blatted. I had meetings with kids. I had meetings with parents. And we just talked about staying the course on what we were trying to get done. I mean, the ultimate goal for any high school team should be win the state championship. And as long as those losses came and it wasn't in the tournament, we were okay. But we had to sit down and figure out what was wrong because we thought we were talented enough, but we just weren't playing right. And a lot of it was, you know, you're listening to all these people. Well, he's playing the Timken guys and the McKinley guys don't play enough. And this guy and this guy. And once we got past all of that, we just playing the best guys because that's what coaches do. A coach that want to win going to play the best guy and not care where he came from, then that's when we started clicking and everybody started doing what they were supposed to do. And tonight, I mean, I thought our guys played great. We wanted to make sure that we defended the right way. You know, the two games that we played Jackson, Kyle Young had 28 and 25 points. And so we weren't doing a good job of defending him. He's going to the line all the time. I think he was 24, 29 in those two games at the line. And we just thought, we're going to get after him, defend him a little bit better, and, you know, see what we can get done. Well, he still ended up with 16 points because he's a great high school basketball player. But, you know, the rest of those kids, we contained them. We defended. We pressured. And I thought middle of the third quarter, they were a little spent. And I thought we had fresher legs. And, you know, at times, I thought we played a little bit smarter than they did. But give our kids a lot of credit. No quitting. Played as hard as they could. Got it done.
Was this the best game?
Thank you.
You've ever seen Lapeer Toles play? Considering what was at stake,
well,
Rick?
You know what, Kenny? When he was a freshman, we played a district championship game against Barberton, and we got the same kind of performance from him. And, you know, after that day, that's when everyone said, oh, man, he going to be that dude. And then whatever happened along the way getting to this point, well, tonight I thought, well, he's that dude tonight. Because at some point I was like, no, 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 no. And then yes, 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 yes. Because, I mean, he played like a killer out there tonight.
Did he want the ball? Did he come to you and say, give me the ball down the stretch?
He never said that. And the other thing is, he was throwing up like crazy at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, he was
over. Were you worried at that point?
Well, you know, I'm in there fussing. I want to fuss at him because I think he called off my press at some point during the game. And I'm like, where Toles at? Calling off my press? And I hear something, he in there throwing up. I didn't call your press off, coach. Somebody, TJ, did it. And you know, it's a little joke that we make because we want to press all the time. But when they get a little tired, the ball goes in the hoop and they start falling back, and that's when you know they're tired. But and that's when I say, who called it off? But you know, tonight he had that thing in his mind that, here, I'm taking over this game, and he just did. He was great tonight.
20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals. Your thoughts on those numbers?
Oh, he was that dude tonight. Just period in. I mean, you see guys at all levels, guys in college, guys in the pros, and after you see a performance, you're like, wow, he's that dude. He's that man. And tonight he was that dude. Give him a lot of credit.
You win the rubber match, which makes up for not winning the Fed. As I can tell, you're excited about the district championship over the Fed championship. Now you've got Brunswick in the next game, which is the regional semifinal. I don't know how much you know about Brunswick, but just your thoughts as you look ahead to what Lapeer told me is the next game.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know Brunswick. We played in the summer league with Brunswick over at Green, and we played them 3 times. They beat us once. We beat them once. They have a big kid. Name escapes me. He's a 6'8 postman that steps outside the 3-point line. Good guard play. Well coached. probably would prefer to play a little bit slower than we like to play. So there's going to be a little bit of chess going on over there. But at this point, once you make it to the 16 teams left, yeah. I think any team that's still going can win, and any team that's still going has a possibility of losing. But, you know, you just have to hope that, you know, the week of preparation is good. We're healthy. That's a good thing. No one's hurt. So we'll get some film and we'll study it, and we'll see how we'll do. But we will be ready to play next week.
Last thing, Rick, and you go enjoy this. Was there ever a doubt that you would get to this point? At any point in the season, did you ever doubt that you could be district champs?
No, not in my mind. Not in my mind, because when I see my team, I see the best high school guards in the state. And, you know, I've seen them all. I saw Huber Heights Wayne. We saw the teams down in Columbus that are supposed to be the best guys, best teams. And when we put our guards on the floor, if you can put three of the best high school guards in the state on the floor, you have a chance to win. And not only do you have the three guards, then you put a big 6'7", 250-pounder in there that's real skilled. You got a chance to win if you could play the right way. And when I say that, you're going to play hard enough. You're going to play smart enough. And you're never going to give up. You got a chance to win.
Rick Hairston, congratulations. District champs, best of luck as the season continues.
Thank you very much. And how about them Bulldogs?